This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Do you have legal questions? Listen now to The Law Lady. Get empowered and informed with Angela right now here on RFM.
Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to the show. And today we are going to be talking about care of children because it's a really good time of the year to think about how you are managing those kinds of things. As always, the show is only general information and your specific circumstances may be different. If you'd like some specific advice, you can give Taranaki Community Law a call on 0800 529 878 or you can contact your own lawyer. The information on my show isn't meant to replace individual advice from a lawyer, but we would like to hear from you, so if you've got anything to share about this show or any of my previous shows, you can post on the Taranaki Community Law Facebook page. You can also follow Taranaki Community Law on Instagram, TikTok and on YouTube, and there is a bunch of information there about my previous shows and other relevant information. Before we get into talking about care of children, just a note that Taranaki Community Law will be closed from the 19th of December until the 12th of January. So that's our main office in New Plymouth. Our outreach services in Hawera, Waitara and Stratford will finish slightly earlier than that. We won't be checking our messages over this time. So if you have an urgent legal issue between the 19th of December and the 12th of January, you will need to try and find another lawyer. The easiest way to do that is just to ring around. There will be a couple of law firms that are operating over this time frame, but many won't be like us. If your matter is not super urgent, so it doesn't have to be dealt with in that time period, then we will respond once we get back. So we will be back on the 12th of January and we will be able to take, calls and make appointments and things from that point. Okay, so as I'm recording this, it is the 1st of December, which is very exciting because it means I get to play Christmas music. But it is also a really good time of year to think really carefully about the care of children arrangements that you have in place over this kind of summer break. So it's tempting to kind of be like, oh, well, we'll just go with the flow, or we'll just sort of play it by ear, or see how things go with the kids. But actually, it is generally better for everybody involved if you organise things in advance, where you and the other parent are separated and you are trying to sort of sort out how things will work over Christmas. The more you can do in advance and the more you can agree to in advance, the smoother things will run come the actual time. So if you've got the opportunity, if you can sit down with the other parent and kind of really work that out, now is an ideal time to do that. So there are some specific things that you do want to think about. The first is Christmas Day itself. So this is a important day and often you have extended whānau coming, or you know, you want to go to other family members, or you know, there's quite a lot of logistics involved anyway in Christmas. And so then you really need to think about how is this going to work in a way which works best for the kids. So Christmas has got a lot of conflicting kind of, you want to see these people, other people want to see your kids, you know, the other parents got the same kind of pressures on them. Ultimately, you're trying to work out what kind of arrangement is going to work best for your children. Not necessarily for other adults around, but for the kids themselves. And that might look different than what other people want you to do. And that's okay. It's okay to be like, you know what, that isn't going to work for my kids because of those logistics, and we want them to have a really good time, and this is how that's going to happen. So some things that separated parents do is it's fairly common to have Christmas with one parent one year and with the other parent the other year, and perhaps to do like a, you know, Christmas on Christmas and then another kind of Christmassy thing on Boxing Day or Christmas Eve, with the other parent, so that all families are kind of getting that opportunity to celebrate together. So something like that, if that works for your kids, that's great. Sometimes people will split the day, so they'll spend the morning with one parent and then the afternoon with the other. This can be quite challenging for kids though, because if they've got presents at one household, are they able to bring those presents to that other event? What happens if they get lost or broken? What if they're not allowed to bring those presents? That's quite hard for them. What if they have to eat a big lunch at both places? You know, if they're trying to eat a lot of food at the first place and then they come to another, a second place, and there's more food and there's an expectation on those children that they're going to eat a lot of food there as well, these can be quite challenging for kids. So it is an option, but you want to think about whether or not that will actually work for your kids. All right, and you might decide actually that whole pressure of extended whānau, like, I love my family, but it's too much because we're already trying to juggle the two different, you know, sort of separated households, and that's too much to have extended family in the mix because of that. And that's totally fine. Remember that when you're thinking about these arrangements, you're thinking about what is going to be in your children's best interests, not necessarily what is in your best interests or what you or your extended whānau might like to happen. You're thinking about what is best for the kids. And so once you've kind of thought about that, and it might be that this is the first Christmas that you have had to kind of juggle these things, or it might be that you have done this a few times and it hasn't worked that well. I mean, Christmas is pretty stressful for everybody, so you might want to think about making some changes. A really good idea is to talk to the other parent now, well in advance of Christmas Day, and say, hey, here are some ideas, what do you think? Because the two of you do have to get on the same page, and it might be that they have a different idea about what they would like, and that's okay too. But if you do it now, in advance, rather than turning up on Christmas Eve and saying, oh, by the way, you know, this is what's going to happen tomorrow, that's going to cause more conflict. So the further in advance you can get this sorted out, the better your kids will be. Okay, so whatever arrangements you make around Christmas Day itself, the further in advance that you and the other parent can sort those things out, the less conflict and the less stress there will be on Christmas Day. It's also worth having a bit of a think about who else is going to be around. Are extended whānau members going to be there when kids are being dropped off or picked up? And are they going to be able to manage themselves well enough in that situation? Because if they're not, if they're going to cause conflict or heighten conflict, then your best option might be to do a drop-off or pick-up somewhere a little bit different where those extended whānau members are not there. Equally, if you and the other parent normally struggle at drop-off and pick-up, then maybe having some wider whānau might be helpful because then they can kind of run that buffer for you. So these are the kinds of things you really want to be thinking about now when it comes to the care of your children to try and help that process run more smoothly. So we're going to break for our first song, and when we come back we're going to talk a little bit about kind of Christmas holidays and how that might go, particularly if somebody wants to go overseas. And our first song today, as I said at the beginning, it is December, I can play Christmas music, it's very exciting. Our first song today is When a Child is Born by Billy T. James.
A ray of hope flickers in the sky, a tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A silent wish sails the seven seas. Winds of change whisper in the trees, and the walls of doubt crumble, tossed and torn. This comes to pass when a child is born. The feel you're on solid ground. For a spell or two, no one seems forlorn. This comes to pass when a child is born. It's all a dream, an illusion now. It must come true sometime.
Hoki mai anō, kia te Law Lady on RTFM, and today we are talking about care of children and particularly trying to get your care of children arrangements sorted out for the Christmas and holiday break. Now, it's all very well and good. I'm sure you're like, well, I do all of that stuff. But the other parent, look, you can only control your own role in this. So if the other parent isn't coming to the party, if they are not setting things out in advance, if they are reluctant to tell you what they want or how they think things should go, or, you know, they're rocking up a day or two before and expecting to be able to kind of take the kids, you can't control that. You can't make them behave in a different way. All you can do is try your best to set things up in a way which minimises the conflict for your children. So you can't always eliminate those kinds of issues, but you can do what you can from your end to kind of reduce that down. And that might include things like having a third party who can help with dropping off and picking up. It might be that you communicate with the other parents' wider whānau if they are more prepared, you know, so that you have a kind of game plan or at least some idea that you can then tell your children. There are a bunch of ways that you can help to try and mitigate or limit those issues, but you cannot prevent them entirely. You are not in charge of the other parent. So if they're not coming to the party and they are not, you know, doing this and that kind of well in advance, thinking about the kids' kind of situation, then there's nothing you can do to make them behave in that way. You just have to do what you can from your end to reduce and minimise any conflict between the two of you. So one of the other areas that can be a little bit sticky at this time of year is where a parent wants to take the children on holiday. Again, if this is the case, if you want to take the kids on holiday, or if the other parent wants to take them on holiday, have that discussion now. Okay, the sooner you have the discussion, the easier it is to organise something that's going to work. And it is a kind of good idea to be a little bit flexible here. So if the other parent wants to take them on holiday, and they normally would have them for a week and a half or 2 weeks, but the holiday is a little bit longer than that, think about whether it's in the children's best interests to stick really narrowly to your agreement, or if it's in their best interests to let them have that slightly longer holiday with the other parent, in the expectation that at some point in the future, maybe you will also have a slightly longer time period. You know, if they don't normally have the children, but they want to take them away for a week, again, think about what's in your children's best interests here. And sometimes it is to allow that to happen, and sometimes it's not, because that's not going to work for the kids, because there are other things organised or other plans, or they don't want to do that. That's completely fine. But as long as you are looking at it with the idea about what is in your children's best interests, not, well, my family do this, so I'd like to do that. That's cool, but is that best for your kids? So part of that going on holiday sometimes can involve going overseas. Now, going overseas, allowing another parent to go overseas with your kids can be a little bit daunting sometimes, particularly if you have some concerns about whether or not the children are going to return to Aotearoa, New Zealand. You know, they might be going overseas to visit family, but you are concerned that they will not return. There are a couple of things to bear in mind here. The first is that you do need both guardians' permission to go overseas. So one parent can't just take the kids and not tell you and go overseas. That's not really okay. The other is that New Zealand is party to a piece of law called the Hague Convention. And the Hague Convention governs what happens in kind of international custody disputes. I'm using quotation marks, international. And there's a bunch of countries that are parties to this convention. So what that means is that if the other parent took the kids to one of these countries and then did not return, refused to return with the children, refused to kind of deal with anything, then the Hague Convention means that any kind of custody issues would be dealt with in New Zealand, if this is where the children normally live, and any countries that they were in would have to obey those rules, any orders that were made by a New Zealand court. So for example, if the children went to Australia with the other parent, and it was supposed to be for a holiday, and then the other parent calls you up and goes, you know what, I'm just going to stay here with my family, tough luck, the kids and I are staying here, you could get a court order in New Zealand requiring the children to be returned, provided the court thinks that's the right option, and then that can be enforced. So they can be required, Australian sort of authorities can force the children to come back, because we are both, New Zealand and Australia, are both parties to the Hague Convention. So there is some kind of, a little bit of surety there. It's not forever. I mean, it's not a guarantee. You still have to go through a court process in order to kind of get that kind of recognition. But there is some kind of backstop there. And obviously, this is only an issue if you have concerns, right? Most of the time, if one of the parents is taking the kids away on holiday, they are not secretly trying to stay overseas, right? Most of the time, they're going for a holiday and then they're going to come back. You don't need to worry about it. However, if they go to a country which is not party to the Hague Convention, and there are some that are not, then you can't then try and enforce New Zealand law against those countries. So, for example, if they went to a country like Lebanon, which is not, as far as I'm aware, party to the Hague Convention, then any kind of custody issues would be dealt with in Lebanon, because that's where the children were. And if they have a different kind of, you know, that they should stay with the mother, or that the sons should stay with their father or whatever, then that's what'll happen. So it is riskier if your children are going to a country which is not party to the Hague Convention. Finally, if you do have concerns, in some extreme cases, you can prevent the children from leaving Aotearoa, New Zealand. And that's a specific court order that you can get, and that will prevent them at the border. Essentially, they'll go to leave, and a flag will be on their passport, and it won't let them leave the country. That's very extreme, right? So that's right at the extreme end, where a court recognises that the children will be, you know, will go overseas and will not come back. So that's not for situations where you're a little bit unsure about whether the holiday is a good idea. That's about situations where it's pretty clear that your children are going to leave and not go to a Hague Convention country or just not come back to Aotearoa New Zealand. So that's a court order. You do have to go to court to get that. So if that's the situation that you find yourself in, it's very important that you seek legal advice immediately, because there are sort of some timeframes involved in that. But if you're just not super thrilled about your kids going away on holiday, that's maybe, again, you want to think about what's in their best interests. Is it in their best interests to go overseas, have some fun, maybe visit some extended whānau, and then come back? Or is it in their best interests not to? And it really depends on the specific circumstances, your kids, the other parent, all of those kinds of things. But that's the way you've got to be thinking about it. You've got to be thinking about your children's best interests, not necessarily, you know, being a bit annoyed because you don't get to go overseas, or because you don't like the other parent's extended whānau and you know they're going to get in their ear and tell them all the things that you've done wrong, etc., etc. Those are legitimate things to be, you know, concerned about, but that's not to do with your kids. So break for our second song, and when we come back we'll just wrap this up. And our second song today is Awe Maria by Moana and the Moa Hunters.
Awe Maria e ki ana koe i te keratia, awe, awe.
Kia te Lorelady on RTFM, and today we've been talking about care of children, and specifically care of children arrangements over this kind of Christmas break period. It can seem really daunting to try and work out what you're going to do and how this is all going to fit together and things like that, but the more you can do in advance and the more you and the other parent can agree on, the easier this process will go. So if this is the first time that you've had to kind of manage this Christmas break, you know, you separated sometime this year, then it's just a bit of trial and error trying to work out what's going to work best for your kids. If this is not your first time, then it's useful to kind of think about what worked well last year and what didn't work as well, and how can you maybe make a few changes to try and reduce that conflict down to make this whole process smoother for your children. One of the things that you do want to think about is that if you normally do drop off and pick up via school or daycare or kindy, that may no longer be an option. Obviously, it won't be an option over the Christmas break, right? So if you normally drop the kids at school on Monday and then the other parent picks them up after school on Monday and then vice versa on Wednesday or whatever, however you do it, that kind of dropping off, picking up isn't going to be happening because of the Christmas break. So you want to think about how you're going to do this in a different way, which is still going to be smooth for your children, again, without any additional conflict. So have a think about where and when those drop-offs and pick-ups might need to take place over the Christmas break before they go back to school. And then just have a think about whether or not you want to make any other changes. Right now is a good time to think about how things have gone in terms of parenting, you know, separated, and whether or not there are other ways that might be helpful for your kids. But ultimately, you can't force the other parent to do something if they're not doing it. So if you've got an agreement or a court order in place and it says that they, you know, have the kids every second weekend, or that they have 50-50 and they're not doing that, so they're not actually coming to get your kids, or, you know, they're always like, oh, I'm too busy, or I was going to do this and, oh, now I can't, etc., etc. You cannot force them to. So you cannot force the other parent to, you know, spend time with their kids. You just don't have that power, unfortunately, no matter what your agreement says, and unfortunately no matter what a court order says. So even if the court has ordered that they will do this stuff, if they don't, there isn't much you can do about it. And that can be a really tough situation to be in, where you would like them to have that relationship with the other parent, but it's just not happening. And again, at this time of year, there may be extended family members that your children can come have some contact with, or other activities that they can do, again, with sort of extended family, even if the other parent isn't there, again, depending on what's in your children's best interests. And that's your ultimate kind of aim. You want to stop, have a think about what is going to work best for the kids over this time period, what worked well last time, what didn't work well. You're never going to be able to eliminate everything, right? There's always going to be something that might pop up. You can only do what you can do. But the more you can plan in advance, the more you have kind of up your sleeve, if you understand that things might go a bit pear-shaped on this particular day, you know, because we've struggled with this kind of thing in the past, the more prepared you can be, the more prepared your children are, and the smoother that things can run. So if you've got an opportunity to have a bit of a think about it and then have a bit of a discussion with the other parent about how the best sort of ideal way for this time period to run, it might not be able to actually happen that way, but at least you've had that and you are as prepared as you can be. A little reminder, Taranaki Community Law, our offices will be closed from the 19th of December until the 12th of January. So we won't be checking our messages over this time, but we will get back to you on our return after the 12th of January. If you've got any questions about this or any other legal issue, you can give us a call on 0800 529 878. But as always, this is only general information. It's not meant to replace advice of a lawyer, and your specific circumstances may differ. Otherwise, ka kore rawa hou, a te rawa.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.